Doctor Who Short Trips, Landbound.
I've never seen anything like it. Not unless it was on telly. How did you come to be here?
Ah, well, as to that, you see, I realised I'd been rather churlish when you'd graciously offered to help, so I came to offer you an apology. Extending a hand to his rescuer, they shook. Then Henderson said,
"Consider your apology accepted,
Most people just call me the Doctor."
"The Doctor? Fair enough. Now listen, I own a pub just nearby. Tell me you'll come with me and be my guest."
"Well, I... Oh, very well, why not? Lead the way."
Henderson nodded and started back towards the road.
"We'll go back and around, so you'll see the place from the front entrance, not from back here."
They walked in silence for a short while. Then Henderson said,
"This watch, you know, 'twas my father's, and his father's before. And in all those years, it's not lost a second, not one."
"Do you mind?" said the Doctor, extending his hand.
Henderson hesitated, then placed the watch in the Doctor's palm.
"Of course," he said.
Taking a magnifying glass from his jacket pocket, the Doctor examined the face of the watch, then the back. Finally, he held it up to his ear, his expression changing from vague curiosity to one of genuine delight.
"This is remarkable workmanship," the Doctor said,
handing the watch back to Henderson.
"Absolutely remarkable."
"So you know your timepieces, do you?"
said Henderson.
The Doctor shot Henderson a glance. Henderson couldn't quite make out the expression, though it might have been restrained amusement.
"Well, yes," said the Doctor. "I suppose you could say that."
"Big Finish. We love stories."